that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. Sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and his ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And that right there is just perfection. That is Neutral Milk Hotel from 1998 with the title song off the record, In the Airplane Over the Sea. That is part of the whole Elephant Six collective, Neutral Milk Hotel. And those guys were big around that time, like huge. Now, they were on Merge Records, as I mentioned, Neutral Milk Hotel. Are they still around? I don't know. But I'm bringing up Merge Records because I'm going to play something from those guys. When I say those guys, I mean Superchunk. Haven't played Superchunk in forever. The two of them, Mac and Laura, Laura Balance and Mac McCon, founded Merge Records. Mac being the lead singer of Superchunk and Laura being the bass player. Now, to be fair, when I say the bass player, I don't know if she is playing with Superchunk anymore, at least live. That's what I knew because she had got some like hearing damage. And yes, and I did hear back when that she wasn't at least touring. Oh yeah, I just looked it up. It says right here in 2013, she announced that she would no longer be touring with the band due to her worsening hyperacusis. Now, if I'm not mistaken, hyperacusis is when you, again, have damage and from loud noises. And I think you get that like ringing in your ears. It's often, yeah, coincident with tinnitus and that it sounds horrifying. I've heard, who was it? I think one of the guys from the Stones had or has tinnitus. I think it's like Keith Richards, if I'm not mistaken. I might be spreading rumors, but and it's like a continual like buzzing, like humming, like terrible ringing in your ears, and it's just like, what? I don't know. So poor Laura. Hopefully she's okay. Superchunk is out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, famously, as of course is Merge Records. So what do I have for us here? I'm going to play us, just a classic from 1994. Off the record, what record is this? Foolish, of course. I'm going to play us Driveway to Driveway. This is a classic, as I mentioned, so good. I hope you guys enjoy Superchunk as much as I do. And again, it's been forever since I've played them, listened to them. But I played Neutral Milk Hotel and I saw, hey, Merge. And I was like, oh, okay, let's do this. Merge also has put out so many killer bands, so many. In 2010, they released Suburbs by Arcade Fire. Oh, God. Yes. Fun fact, I was in a band myself. And I was the person who was in charge of doing mailouts of our demo. I sent one off to Merge and I got a very polite, no, thank you, but thank you. They sent me a nice little letter. They didn't say we were bad. They just said, I don't know, something to the fact that they weren't looking for anybody new, which may have been, you know, just a polite, you know, kiss off, but whatever. So there you go. Anyways, here is Superchunk, and the station of course is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If you did not know that. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
That is awesome. That right there is Andrew Freeney from 2019. We heard the song, hold on one second, Danger Cat off the record Transhuman. Now, Andrew Freeney used to be in that band out of Hamilton that I really liked. I believe it was on, what was that label called? Oh, I should know this. Oh, what were they called? Sonic Onion. I think Smoother were on Sonic Onion because Hamilton, let me just double check. Anyways, it doesn't matter. He was from the band Smoother, who I remember and who I liked. And he has since put out that album. So just 2.5 years ago. Very good. Very chill. And he stopped recording after, you know, having some success with Smoother. He just got disillusioned with the scene and ended up coming back with this record, Transhuman. Eventually, it's actually his fifth solo album to date. Yes. All right. Okay, before that, we heard Superchunk, and the set was kicked off with Neutral Milk Hotel. My name is Anita B., and I'm here at CITR sharing my love of music with you. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. It's cold out there. Oh, I'll have to give us the weather in a bit. But before I do, I'm sure you've all heard, but Mark Lanegan, formerly of the Screaming Trees, what other bands? Lots of bands. In part, the Screaming Trees is what the band I knew most in. Queens of the Stone Age, etc. He just died, like yesterday. He just died. So he died. Wow, weird. On 2/22/22, February 2nd, 2022, and the year 2022. So the deal with Mark Lanegan. Very interesting character. I've been very sort of, what's his story? So I'm going to play us his one of the classics from Screaming Trees, I Nearly Lost You. It's a really good song and I really love it. It just harkens me back to like that whole grunge Seattle scene, of course. He's from Seattle. Actually, he was born in Ellensburg, Washington in 64. So he died at the age of 57. Now, there's lots of crazy stuff that I had no clue about this guy. Where do I even want to start to share with you guys? Well, first of all, he had struggled with alcoholism and heroin for a long time. In the 90s in particular, of course, because he's from the whole Seattle scene. Heroin chic. And this is crazy and so kind of gross that... they were touring in 92 and his arm became so badly infected from heroin usage that doctors considered amputating it. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. He had become homeless after leaving the Screaming Trees. He then went into rehab and he credits Courtney Love, who paid for a year of his rehab with saving his life. Thank you, Courtney. That's nice. He's just a crazy story. It just doesn't end. So he's lived a full life, no doubt. But last year he had COVID after being a COVID denier and being, you know, one of those people who believed in all these crazy conspiracy theories, including the idea that the virus is linked to 5G technology. He ended up being in a coma after getting COVID last year. He was in a coma apparently he was in and out of a coma for several months. He went temporarily deaf. He was unable to walk. Well, I guess if you're in a coma, you can't walk. So there you go. Then he later on talks about his weird paranoia and, you know, conspiracy theories. He felt that him and his wife were being surveilled by technological appliances. He then later on concluded that COVID really was a natural event and quote unquote admits that I was one of those knuckleheads who was wary of the vaccine, but I learned my lesson. I'll be the first one to get a booster shot when it's available in Ireland. And that's another thing. So he died in his home in Ireland. So I did not know he lived in Ireland. Go figure. We don't know how he died. No cause of death has been announced. So there we go. So I'm going to play, a classic. I Nearly Lost You. Yes, such a good song. Yeah, hold on. Do I have it queued up? I think. Hold on. Let me see here. I'm just babbling on. Okay. Yeah, hold on one second here, folks. All one of you, all none of you. All right, cool. I got this. Okay, let's play this. Again, this is a Screaming Trees. And what year was this? I'm going to say it's like 90. Oh, what? Let me Google this. Okay, hold on. Let's take a look. I feel like this song. Oh, yeah. So 92 was about right. The album was called Sweet Oblivion. But I feel like this movie was it in the soundtrack for Singles? Hold on. Because I had that soundtrack. Dim, 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 dim. Nearly Lost You. It was the first. No, I don't know. Okay. Well, it's not that important. Okay. Anyways, here we go. On my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, this is The Screaming Trees, of course, with Mark Lanegan as the lead singer. Doing his thing. Rest in peace. All right. Oops. Gotta kill that. Hold on. All right.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Turn my soul to the black. Can I plead for you?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is a band called The Shangs. They are Canadian, and they're kind of an interesting band. They came out of the ashes of a band called Simply Saucer. There's two of them, David Byers and Ed O'Neill. Now, they're from Ontario someplace. Maybe I have it here. Where are they from? Someplace in, obviously, Canada. Oh, Hamilton. That's right. They are from Hamilton. And they've been around forever. So these two guys had left their band called Simply Saucer in 1973. Well, how old were they? Well, they're up there. And so that's the basics. There's more to it. But there's a lot. These guys really like their history. So, long story short is they've released since, you know, that time, a bunch of songs in 2019 called Golden Hits of the Shangs. And that song we heard is called Pam's Thing. So it's only a few years old. That's it. Not even. It's like 2.5 years old. And there you go. That is the Shangs. Okay. Now, before that, we heard something from Highness. I like those guys a lot. They're a four-piece female lead singer from Kitchener, Ontario. The album we heard is The End of Music, released in 2018, and the song was Satan. It is 7:10, and I'm going to play us something from the Besnard Lakes. I love these guys. It's such a classically perfect song from 2010. I'm going to play us from the record. What's it called? The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring. Hold on. The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. I'm going to play us Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent Part 2. There's a lot of pieces to these songs. It's a very long song, which is fine because it's such a good song. All right. These guys are a couple, like a married couple. And let's listen to them. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm here until 8. And maybe when I come back, we'll go over the weather. All right. Here we go. Here's the Besnard Lakes.
Oh,
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiaklia, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustail.
Now you're one of us, it was magic. Rode here on the bus. Now you're one of us, it was magic.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is from 2002, which still kind of feels like yesterday. Broken Social Scenes. The song is called Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl, and the record it's from is called You Forgot It in People. I love that song. And then before that, we heard something from the Maritimes band Always, with Dreams Tonight from their record Antisocialites. Phew. All right. The time is 7:27, and it is time to see what our weather has in store for us. All right. I'm excited because I like to ski, and this is a crucial component of skiing, is checking the weather. Not just the weather, also the snow conditions. This is a real thing. It's only my second season skiing, but I'm getting into it. I'm figuring it all out. And hey, guys, I just bought some new skis. I'm so excited. So they're in transit. Like, I bought them online. Exactly the skis I wanted. So they're new. And I'm so cheap normally. I usually get everything off Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. You name it. And this time I bit the bullet. And I was like, I want exactly this exact, like, spec on my skis. I want exactly 154 centimeters. Long story short, I ended up getting some Rossignols, and they're very beautiful. And hopefully I can do them good. Hopefully I won't embarrass my skis. They come in, what's the date today? The 23rd. They should be here in like 3 days. Oh my God. Okay. So will I be using my skis? Well, I'll have to get them set up. So probably not in 3 days. I'll probably do one last run on my old skis, which are very beautiful too. I love them, but they're old. So maybe I'll go Friday night, because check this out, guys. I'm looking at the weather, and tomorrow is Thursday and a high of 4 and sunny. That's quite nice. That's a good day. And then Friday, high of 6 and sunny, my friends. Yes, that looks like a good night to go skiing. Up to Cyprus, I'm sure I'll go. And then we head into the weekend. Weekend could be okay. It's got light rain, so both days. Saturday and Sunday with highs of 7. Now, if you go up, of course, in elevation, that will mean snow. All right. So we'll just see. Okay. All right. And then that's all I care about for now. All right. So for the next 2 days, sunny, which is nice. Now, I do love this. This is pretty funny. There is a quote unquote special weather statement. This also came through on my phone. And it's a period of cold temperatures, and they will continue. That's not really that cold. And I'm always cold. So this is like very West Coasty, people. Like, you would not get a weather alert like in Michigan saying it's cold, because this would be quite warm for Michigan. And then let's like then really hierarchize. This would not be like Manitoba or Alberta. So anyways, okay, enough of that. That's our weather. What do we have now? We have some Black Mountain. Oh, God, I can't believe I've forgotten to bring this up. First of all, the time is 7:30. I really want to thank those people who had contributed to my show. People who had donated money, and I don't know who you are yet. So I'm just saying thank you. I know for a fact Josha from Michigan has donated money. My good friend, he's an awesome guy. So thank you so much, Josha. I really appreciate that. And we have, again, not been updated with a list of people who've donated. So if I've missed you, it's because I really don't know. Okay? There you go. All right. Let's go back to the music. We've got Black Mountain. That's what I've got for us, which is awesome. These guys are a band out of Vancouver on Jag Jaguar Records. At least the first record, which is called, what's it called here? self-titled. It's Black Mountain. This song came out in 2005. It's called Modern Music. And when I first heard it, my mind was blown. So I know it's a little bit older. Who cares? It's good. So let's listen to one of my favorite songs. All right. Let's make sure I've got that down. That would help. Okay. Here we go. This is, again, Black Mountain with the song Modern Music. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name, by the way, is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here until 8. All right, cool. I'm going to shut up and play some music.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit recording.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Our horse was maimed, running wild in the freeway. Man was killed, standing still in his doorway. That song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, that song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit recorded. Like that blackberry thorns, trees are bending, trees are dead. Pink moon jet trails that blaze across my head. Father left me in the leaves, gentle boughs of cedar branches on the beach. Her eyes are black and seafoam green.
Well, that's weird. My song just stopped playing in the middle of it. and I hit the play button, it's stuck. Isn't that odd? It's stuck at 111. Is that a sign from the universe? 111. Okay, that by the way was supposed, well, was a band called Apollo Ghosts from Vancouver. They're a co-ed band. Now, why is it not working? It just stopped. I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch a button. Oh, odd. Okay. So the song, as I mentioned, is called Morning Voice. Now, if I go back, isn't that odd? Huh. All right. I guess we won't hear the end of that song. Let me try this again. What happens if I play it again? Will it start? Will it go? Okay, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to try to fast forward it past 111. Huh. All right. Okay, let's try this. It's 105.
Eyes are black and seafoam green.
Ooh, it made it past 111.
And she's always been.
Oh, my love, I'm surely lying if I say I don't need you. And the letters we sent are covered in snow. Smile. saying it's okay.
right. That right there is the Constantines. I don't think they're around anymore. Those guys were doing their thing, oh, I don't know, like 15-ish years ago. They're from the town where I went to school. I went to the University of Guelph way back in the day, and that's where they're from. Did they go to Guelph? I don't know. But I know that I love the University of Guelph. I am a alma mater Griffin. That's what I am. Okay, enough of that. Before that, we went all the way to the Maritimes, to New Brunswick, and we listened to Julie Dwaran. I have not played her, maybe ever. Julie's most famous, at least in my opinion, contribution was to Eric's Trip. I loved Eric's Trip. I still love Eric's Trip. Eric's Trip is amazing. Rick White, the lead singer of Eric's Trip, and Julie Dwaran had been a couple way back in the day. And then she, I remember she had her little band called Broken Girl. I remember that. That was right after Eric's Trip broke up. Yeah. Or she left the band, one or the other. And she hadn't released anything in a very long time until just recently. And I played something from her new record called I Thought of You. And the song was called The Letters We Sent. And then we heard Apollo Ghosts in there before that, a local band. All right, it is 7:50, which means I have just under 10 minutes until I'm going to jet. And then I will be back in 2 weeks. Yes, I will. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. I am Anita B, and I've been doing this show forever. Yes, I have. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to now, as I mentioned, we heard the song Shine a Light by the Constantines, which then made me think of the song Shine a Light by Wolf Parade. So why don't you try to figure out who wore it best? I don't know. It's your call. So let's hear. I do love this song. This is one of my favorite songs ever. Wolf Parade is a band. Okay, how does this work? They're originally from the island. That is correct. So Vancouver Island, Victoria, sort of. I think they might have been together in Victoria. Anyways, they're from Vancouver Island. Then they moved to Montreal. Where they're at now, I don't know. But they're on Sub Pop. This record, we're going to hear the song, or it's actually an EP. It's called Apologies to the Queen Mary. It was released on Sub Pop Records back in like 2005. And yeah, we're going to hear like my favorite song of theirs. All right. So that is that. I will talk to you all. See you all. I won't see you. You'll hear me, all of one of you. I don't know. I do this for the pure love of it. In 2 weeks. All right. All right. Let's listen to some Wolf Parade here. Whoops. Let's not listen to that. What happened there? All right. Here we go. Thank you.
Because it's time after time, we're stuck behind the line.